United States Eventing Association's official podcast. Hello and welcome to the program. I'm Chris Stafford. Well, this week we wrap up the Neutrino USEA American Eventing Championships presented by VTO Saddlery as we're joined by our CEO, Joe Whitehouse. Joe, it was a huge event and lots to celebrate, wasn't it?
It was, Chris. It was probably the best we've had in, I think it was probably the best we had. We thought we had some wonderful ones before, but this really, as someone, one of the members said to us, you knocked it out of the ballpark. So we're really happy about that.
It is a huge team effort, obviously. Lots of preparation. We did cover it leading up to the championships, and we heard different perspectives. We heard from some amateurs last week who were celebrating their wins as well. So tell us why you think it was such a success this year, Joe. I mean, obviously, going into a big event like this, you never know quite how it's going to unfold, but it won on every count, didn't it?
I think it did, Chris, yes. I think the reason that it was such a success this year was we paid attention to what the members were saying and last year. Obviously, the last year, in 2013, that was the first one at the Texas Rose Horse Park, and it was the first one where the USEA was the organizer, and we obviously hired Robert Kellerhaus and his team as competition director. But it was the first one there, and obviously there's things that are going to not go the way that we thought, or things you never even expected, and suddenly you're left scratching your head a little bit. But this time around, we listened to everything that was said to us last year. And I think between Rob Burke here in at the USEA Senior Director of Programs, between him and Robert Kellerhaus and Kathy Brunson at the Texas Rose Park, I think everything that we could do to improve on last year was done. And I think that's what made it such a success.
Well, talk us through the week there in the Texas Rose Horse Park, because I know you had lots of other activities going on as well as the competition, but let's focus on the competition first of all, Joe.
Okay. Well, when we first arrived, Rob got there on Saturday, and we flew in on the rest of the staff flew in on Sunday, and but the horse park was in tip-top condition. Now, Kathy Brunson and her team had done a beautiful job of presenting the horse park at the very best that it could be. Mark Phillips had redesigned the course and had created some really interesting questions from beginner novice right the way up through the advanced. I mean, there were some serious questions on all of those courses and lots of new fences. There was a brand new water jump at the top of the hill, which was, it looked like it was going to be very difficult for the advance to jump through, but it rode really, really well. But lots of narrows, lots of direct lines being very, very, it had to be very accurate, and offset fences. So, you know, if you weren't accurate and you didn't have your horse between your legs and your hands and knew where you were going, you would get a run out. People really respected the courses that Mark had provided. So I think the whole picture was lovely. You know, Kathy had done some work on the stalls by cleaning out the leveling some of the footing in some of the permanent stalls and redone some things. It was just really a good presentation of the venue. And so thanks to Kathy and thanks to Mark for the work they've done on that side of it. And I think the riders liked it too. I think they felt that there was a lot of improvements made over last year, and I think that was a good. They reacted really well to that.
Well, of course, it is a celebration for the amateurs, isn't it? Getting to the AECs. Tell mm-hmm. us about those competitions, because it always there's terrific support from sponsors. Well, you've got a great family of sponsors now, haven't you?
We do, and I think that the one thing about that is obviously we couldn't do it without the sponsors. The sponsors make all of this possible because that's how we finance it. And so The prize money was nearly $100,000 in prize money. There was $100,000 in prizes. And so that takes a lot of effort. And we all work very hard all year to secure those sponsorships, to fulfill them, because it's a lot of work fulfilling the sponsorships. We've got contractual obligations that we have to meet. And so everybody here works very hard. Kate Loki joined us a year ago and has taken that as one of her goals, is to make sure that the sponsors are everything that they require from us, that we meet that. And so it's a year-long exercise, and I think the sponsors really appreciated it. We got some really good feedback from them, little things that, you know, there's always a little thing that they think, oh, well, next year could we do this or that, or, you know, the placement of my vendor space, that those are all things that we listen to, and we work on that. And I think I'm pretty certain that all of the sponsors had a really good time. They seem to be enjoying themselves anyway.
Well, you certainly do entertain them. I know there was lots of other activities going on outside of the competition. But to talk us through a little bit, you know, the adult team championships as well, Joe, because we haven't heard too much about that yet. And that's also a very important part of the AECs now, isn't it?
Yes, and hopefully going forward it will continue to be bigger and better. Obviously, it was the first time that we'd done that this year. We brought the adult team championships to the Texas Rose Horse Park to run concurrently with the AEC. And like anything, the first year is always to see how it works out. We didn't have as many people as we had hoped, but I think the ones that came this time and participated, I think they really had a great time and thoroughly enjoyed what was on offer there. In fact, one member drove all the way from Redmond, Washington, just for the ATCs, and her team was there, and they had a spectacular time. And she told me just the other day, it's on the calendar for next year. She wants to do it again next year.
Well, we do hear a lot of these stories of the distance that people are traveling to these championships. Liz, are there any other standout stories that you heard during the week?
Yeah, there was one rider that came from Sebastopol, California, and she had truly made her plan. She arrived at Loris Henry, put her and the horse up for the night. She took a lesson with Loris, and then she hit the trail and headed out to Texas for the Beginner Novice Championship. So these riders really, really take this seriously, which of course they should, because these courses are certainly championship level courses. And I think one of the other stories is Matthew Brown, who brought two horses, one for the intermediate, one for the advanced. And he had a tremendously successful year on the West Coast, and he used it as his stopping post en route to Pennsylvania, where he is now staying and preparing for the Fairhill CCI 3-star. And also the 2-star, because he's got a 2-star and a 3-star horse there. So for him, it was a good journey, and I think he took home a nice check. So I think he was happy. So we had some really great stories of people who had made the journey, and we had 36 states represented. So we were really happy with that turnout.
And how many entries did you have in total, Joe?
We had something, I think close, I think we had 420 some entries. And then, of course, with attrition, it started to fall off. And I think by closing date, we had 409. And then I think we ran something around 392.
Right. Well, we mentioned, obviously, the amateurs. For them, it's a major event, and the adult team championship. But also, you had a good sprinkling of professionals, didn't you?
We did, and as someone said to me, well, you know, they're really the entertainment. so they've got celebrity status as the entertainers. We had some really good horses and riders out there. John Holling bought two horses for the advanced, and then I think he had one in the preliminary and one in the intermediate. I mean, John was a busy, busy guy. Leslie Law was there with his intermediate horse and a prelim horse, and I'm going to miss someone's name, but of course Buck Davidson was there with Petite Flower, who I had never actually seen that horse go that close up. She is a fabulous horse, and that showed jumping around. I mean, she was not going to touch a thing, so that was really exciting. And so we had, of course, Lainey, just one rail just took her out. Otherwise, she would have had the repeat there. So it was really exciting right down to the very last moment.
Well, and as I mentioned, all the other activities going on, there's a lot of local attractions, as we heard before. There's lots to do in that area. But you put on a great show, didn't you, for the competitors and the volunteers?
Yeah, we had obviously the dog show, which is one of my favorites. The dog show, it brings out the kids with the cutest puppies. I could have taken all of them home. And they, little Liam Law, he brought in the tiniest one and the biggest one. And then he was winning everything because he just was so good. And the dog that danced, and he danced. So there was some really, really fun, entertaining things going on. There were parties. And then on Saturday night, we had the bull riding. And that probably... they were standing 10 deep around that bull riding.
Were you one of those 10?
They forced me onto it.
They forced
me onto it, and I had to do some bull riding. And then dear Jonathan Holling videoed it and put it on Facebook. So I got the comment the following day, I don't think your next career should be bull riding. I just don't think you're going to make it. So. Yeah.
At least you tested it. You gave it a good shot.
I did. I think I'll stay in my day job.
Well, you're a good sport, Jo. Now, let's look ahead to next year. What can we expect of the AECs?
Well, the wonderful thing, we've got tons of comments coming back. Just really, really supportive, and everybody seemed to have a wonderful time. And then the most important thing for us is the constructive criticism. You know, that it was fabulous, but next year could you do whatever it was? And little tiny things that just need tweaking. And I think that's obviously, we've got the list starting to grow, and we really appreciate all the feedback. So that really is going to make it even better next year. And then also we ran the Event College this year, which Jeffrey Riding had started 20 years ago, and then it sort of went into hiatus, and we actually resurrected the Event College through the Professional Horsemen's Council, and Max Corcoran and many others were actually doing presentations on horse care and the care of the event horse, bandaging, poulticing, those kinds of things. So, and those were very well attended. Even the team coach, David O'Connor, attended one of those, and he was seen to be taking notes. So everybody just got into the spirit of it, Chris, and I really, really think that people came with a positive attitude, and if that carries through to next year, it's just going to be even bigger and better.
And if people have any suggestions for the championship, and any feedback at all, Jo, on the AECs, where should the members write to?
If they would write to Rob Burke, who actually, we just promoted Rob to Chief Operating Officer, so he's really, really taking on a lot more responsibility. So Rob Burke will be still keeping an oversight of it, but Kate Loki is also now going to be stepping in and taking over a much more involved role with the AEC and the other programs too. So either if they would write either rburke@useventing.com or kloki@useventing.com, that would be fabulous. And of course, people can always email Joe@useventing.com too. So we just want to hear the feedback and what people want from the AEC, because it is the members' competition. We're doing it purely for the members, and when you see the smiles, the ponies that got the awards. A little while ago, we talked to Vicky Dudash, who was the mother of Avery Dudash, who sadly lost her battle with a brain tumor a couple of years ago. Vicky was there, and we presented the Adult Pony Rider Award in Avery's memory there. That was just, and people really, really were moved by that, and I think if Avery's name lives on, that's the best thing we could do. And also, just the smiles on the faces. I mean, people were just beaming. And so I think that's when somebody's having that good a time, it makes all that hard work worthwhile.
Well, it certainly does. And as I said at the top of the show, it really is a team effort from everybody in the office and all those volunteers that make it possible, as well as the hospitality that you had from the Texas Rose Horse Park. So all around a great success and something for you to take forward in the future, Joe. And obviously you're excited about that. Anything else that we should know about here that you can tell our members that's happening? Obviously the upcoming annual meeting is just around the corner, isn't it, really? A couple of months away.
It is. You know, you finish one big thing and you've already started the other one, which is the annual meeting. But I would, you did just touch on the volunteers there. I was blown away with the volunteers that come out to Texas Rose and volunteer. And it was everybody. I mean, obviously our board of governors, as many of them that could be there, they're volunteering. It gives you that wonderful feeling about what eventing is all about and how we all support each other and how we can all enjoy being a part of it. And the officials were wonderful. So every single person that was involved in this effort was just, I cannot thank them enough. But yep, we're on to the annual meeting and we're bumping. We think we've got a really good lineup, a bumper lineup of symposiums and seminars and obviously the awards. But we're about to release the tentative schedule, and I would encourage everybody to check the website in the next day or so. The committee and open meetings will start on Thursday afternoon. Lots of committee meetings, but some really good educational things. I think on the Wednesday, we've got Richard Jeffrey again, and he's going to be at Gold Chip Stables doing his show jumping course design. And so that will be a real theme, course design on both cross-country and show jumping. And there's just a lot planned, and every day we're adding something else. So keep coming back, because there will be new symposiums added every single week, I think.
And another opportunity to go back to Texas if you weren't there for the AECs, because the convention this year will be at Fort Worth, Texas, from the 3rd to the 7th of December. Joe, and a link is on the website, isn't it, for updated information?
Yes, it is there. And while we were teaching everybody to bull ride at the horse park last week, we will be teaching people how to do, is it the Texas slide? they're planning on some country dancing, I know.
Yes.
That.
Yes, you'll have to get handy with your footwork there, Joe, ready for that.
Yeah, they may tell me to stick with my day job there too.
All right, Joe. Well, thanks for coming on the show this week and giving us an update on the AECs. And we'll be back with more information, obviously, of the annual meeting and convention as that unfolds. Joe, we'll speak to you again in a few weeks, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, thank you so much, Chris. I really appreciate it.
And a reminder that you can find more information about the upcoming annual meeting and convention on the website at useventing.com. These podcasts are available for download from the iTunes podcast store to your smartphone podcast apps. Thank you for listening. Until the next time, enjoy your eventing.